You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at two cards this afternoon on Monday, June the 5th at Listowel. Of course, I have a Jumps 8 race card there and on the flat as well, where we've also got 8 races at Gowran. The first thing to say is, why on earth isn't one of these two Irish meetings on this evening? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We've got Windsor and Ayr this evening, so why aren't one of these on tonight? That would have been lovely just to review this in full. But as it is, we have to deal with what we've got, and we're just going to take the pick of today's action. So let's have a quick spin through what we got. Listowel, 150. As the market suggested, a big run is expected from Law Girl. My sources said that this horse is a very, very smart filly in the making. And the soft ground won't be any inconvenience to her if they do get showers over in Listowel today, because she's got plenty of good form over in the French provinces. She's expected to make a winning debut there in the 150. Right, let's have a look at some of the handicaps from all the better races on the card. The 325, have a little look here at Seaboard from the Shark Hanlon stable. Now, this horse made three notable and monumental blunders in his last race on the 22nd of May. When he was heavily backed, he was double figures in the morning. And to be honest, if those mistakes hadn't occurred, I think he would have gone very close to justifying the market support in his direction. The Racing Post comments actually don't make any notification of those mistakes, but they came at vital points in the race. And I'm sure he would have gone very close to winning that handicap had that not taken place. Rachel Blackmore's been booked. The ground shouldn't be too much of a problem. He's got a little bit of form with some cuts in the ground. So do keep an eye on weather conditions today at Listowel. If they do change, that shouldn't be a problem. But Seaboard, on the evidence of what we saw at the County Kildare venue the other day, should go very close there in that 325. On to the 355. A couple to keep an eye on here. Most notably, Bits and Pieces, who comes out of a good race down in Killarney the other day. The winner on that occasion, Paul Nolan's Monlino, recorded quite a fast time and decent circuit time as well. So I'm certainly prepared to make note of any horse that chased that horse home. And Bits and Pieces has got form on testing conditions as well, so that shouldn't be a problem. And then I want to mention his Admiral Brian, who comes in here in great nick. Eamon O'Connor's 8-year-old has been knocking at the door in recent times with some very hard knocking and strongly run handicaps. You've only got to go back to that run at Cork two starts ago to see what a good effort that was behind Prince Charming in a very fast time. Nothing wrong with his run the other day behind Petuna. And being as he's got some form with plenty of cuts in the ground, I'd expect him also to go well at double figure odds. On to my nap of the day then, which comes up in the 4.25. Now, Dean's Road is the obvious starting point here, and this is the one I do think I'll take a bit of beating. He has already won at this track as well, which is very encouraging. He won a 2.5 mile novices chase back in September, when, of course, he lowered the colours, no other than the 4 mile national chase win at Tiger Roll. So that obviously stands out like a sore thumb. And then at the Cheltenham Festival, he obviously been laid out for that 2.5 mile novices handicap. And he would have gone very close to winning that had he not made a huge blunder at the first fence down the far side. In fact, he jumped the fence fine, but he just slithered to the ground, lost all his momentum and plenty of ground into the process. And from that point onwards, he looked as though his chance had gone completely. But rallying to the cause in amazing fashion, he actually was bang there at the last, looking one of the most likely winners until the efforts to get back into the race took their toll late on. Obviously, a little bit of cutting the ground won't be a problem. He goes well fresh. And being as he gets to run £6 lower than what he did at Cheltenham off a mark of 132, this horse looks incredibly well handicapped and has been very well back this morning, 10-1 into around about 5-1 at time of recording. So Dean's Road, the nap of the day in the 4.25. Right, on to the flat card then at Gowran this afternoon, and we're going to bypass some of the early races and concentrate on some of the more appealing betting contests, particularly the handicaps. 3.05 is the first port of call. I'm quite keen on the chances here of Ken Condon's Niven, who has certainly done more than enough so far this season to suggest that he can bounce back to his very best form sooner rather than later. Indeed, last time out in the first time visor, he ran really well over a distance that probably stretched his stamina at the Killarney May Festival. However, he certainly ran really well up to a point, and with the ground conditions at Gowran Park this afternoon likely to be on the softer side, then this horse makes plenty of appeal around about 7-1 this morning. Obviously, Secret Splendor's going to come up under the microscope. This horse is always a useful horse with Fran Dunn. A huge, big, tall mare she was, but she's got a huge a chance of improving quite considerably now, trained by Jarvis O'Brien. And for Marcus 75, I think she can be very, very dangerous in the next few weeks and months, particularly with a bit of give in the ground. So do keep an eye on her. On to the next of the very competitive handicaps, which is an apprentice handicap over a mile, 3.35. And Alan's Pride is the one I'd like to mention here quite favourably. This horse has been in fantastic form throughout the winter at Dundalk, often making the run into success, and he tried to execute those tactics the other day at the last meeting here back on the 23rd of May, but unfortunately he got hooked up in a speed duel with the other front runner in the race. Not a bad old day, and the pair of them rather cut each other's throats. However, he still kept on quite willingly and bravely to finish fourth in the end, so that obviously suggests to me that this horse is in cracking form. He's drawn stall 14, but by the time they run this race, they often tend to race off the inside of the track here at Gowan once the ground gets chewed up, and they tend to come towards the stand side rail. So Alan's Pride has got every chance of winging his way around the outside, coming up the stand side rail, and making all the running there in that competitive race. On to the 4.05 then, which is a Division 2 of that mile apprentice handicap. And Belclare Boy is the one that stands out here, having finally laid the ghost to rest last time out, winning at the 18th time of asking over today's course. And with conditions very much in his favour again, with a bit of ease in the ground, there's every chance that he'll follow up. He's always run well here in the past. It's only a matter of time, really, before he finally got his head in front. And the way he did it as well, by 4.25 lengths, suggests that the handicapper probably hasn't even got anywhere near catching up with him off a mark of 60. Nicely drawn in the hands of Ross Coakley. I'd expect locally trained Belclare Boyd to take all the beating in the sixth race on the card. On to the penultimate race then. This is the last race we're going to look at here this afternoon. And Club Wexford is the one I'd like to concentrate on here. This ultra consistent and game six-year-old has only got just rewards for a series of fine efforts by only winning twice in 28 starts, but most of the time he leaves it out on the track, and he's certainly in cracking form at the moment. He managed to win a couple of starts ago at Limerick, quickening up on demand in the latter stages of that race to win with plenty up his sleeve. He was also very brave third the last time we saw him behind Geological. But as that track often favours front runners, and it's difficult to peg back those that are loose on the lead there at the County Dublin venue, then we'd certainly forgive him for getting beat on that occasion, albeit he ran well in third. He wouldn't mind any cutting the ground this afternoon. He's got form on a variety of conditions. He travels really well, and however strong the pace is, he should be able to cover the speed. So Club Wexford, around about 4-1 this morning, looks a strong each-way choice there in the 4.40. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. There is no Irish Racing tomorrow, so please do rejoin us on Wednesday, June the 7th, when we'll be taking a look at the evening card at Wexford, which comes up at 5.45. Until then, hope you have a cracking afternoon. It's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.